Hello, Ms. Burnside.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I do apologize. For some reason, my computer screen glitched. I thought I lost everything, but I didn't. It's still here. Mini little heart attack I just had right there. Now, I'm going to reread this last question just because I got a little distracted. I want to make sure I have it correct. Name of the doctor that
It's fine.
administered Depo-Provera was Stephanie Cropper.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Name of facility where Depo-Provera was administered was the Pomona Valley, not Valley, Pomona Valley Hospital Medical Center at 1798
Correct.
North Gary Avenue, Pomona, California, 91767.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. I asked if you were prescribed the medication within the United States. You said yes. Your prescribing doctor was Edward Barton at the Pomona Valley Hospital Medical Center. Same address. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. The pharmacy that you would pick up medication from was the Pomona Valley Hospital Medical Center Pharmacy at the same address as the medical center.
Correct.
And I asked if you were diagnosed with a brain
Correct.
tumor. You said yes. Your brain condition was a meningioma tumor, and it was cancerous. Is that all correct?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Okay. I'm so sorry again, but hey, you beat it. That's beautiful.
Because I'm better now.
Exactly. There you go. Now, you discovered your injuries were related to the use of Depo-Provera around 7/20/2024, and I asked if you recalled the name of the facility who made or medical professional who made the diagnosis. You said yes. I asked if you were diagnosed in the United States. You said yes. You were diagnosed in California. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Okay. I asked if the meningioma was diagnosed by MRI. You said yes. The method of diagnosis was a CT scan and an MRI.
Correct.
Okay. I asked your diagnosing doctor. That is Dr. Edward Barton as well, the same facility, and he is a neurologist. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I asked if you had a prior cancer diagnosis. You said no. I asked if you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis. You said yes. Where and why? Pomona Valley Hospital Medical Center, and you had cancer that was treatable. Is that all correct?
Yes,
Okay.
that's correct.
I asked what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? You removed, or they removed the tumor through surgery, radiation therapy, and painkillers. Is that all correct?
That's correct.
Okay, treating doctor was Dr. Edward Barton at the same facility as well. Treatment start date was around 8/5/2024. Treatment end date was 8/19/2024.
Correct.
Okay, I asked if you had brain tumor surgery. You said yes. I asked if you had brain tumor surgery scheduled. You said no. I asked if the tumor was inoperable. You said no. Is that all correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I asked if there were any other alternative conditions that you suffer from. You said none. I asked if you had a family history of, oh wait, no, I didn't ask that one. It's not relevant or not required. I do apologize. Any alternative conditions? You said no, correct? None.
Correct, none.
Okay. I asked what symptoms that you experienced from the tumor. You said bleeding every day, all day, gained over 175 pounds, migraines, and mood swings. Are those all correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I asked if you recall when you first began having symptoms related to the tumor. You said yes. You began having symptoms around June of 2024.
Correct.
Okay. I asked if you had medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis. You said you don't, but the hospital does. And if needed to, you could provide them either electronically or physically. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes,
Okay.
that's correct.
I asked if you had access to your MyChart login. You said no. Your health insurance company is Medi-Cal, and you are the policy holder.
Correct.
Okay. Your cousin, Robernicia Smith, is your emergency contact, 909-765-6526.
Yes, correct.
Okay. No address at this time, and email is senj7623@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I asked if you were able to provide a large eligible signature. You said yes, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, I do have to read this last bit of information, so I do apologize, but we are done with the intake. Lastly, if anyone other than yourself has provided you with answers to the questions we've asked today or coached your responses, submitting or signing any legal documents based on false or inaccurate information could subject you and any involved parties to serious legal consequences, including penalties for fraud and perjury. To protect yourself, we strongly advise that you do not electronically sign or submit any forms we have sent or any forms our attorneys may send to you until you can personally and truthfully verify all information provided. With that said, would you like to continue today?
Yes, let's continue.
Okay. All right, Ms. Burnside, before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they're working your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim. And let's see. They may also go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all of the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass tort lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any questions before I submit your information?
No, that's it.
Okay. Now, bear with me. Okay. Are you familiar with DocuSign? Have you ever used DocuSign documents before to sign documents?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to be sending you a DocuSign to both your email and your cell phone as a text message. So bear with me. Let me get that set up. Now, there are going to be a few different areas for signature on this form, okay? And then there's going to be either one or two places for initials. Make sure to do signature where it asks signature and initial where it asks initial, okay?
No problem.
Okay, now I just sent it. Please let me know if it's giving you any problems. We'll go over it together, okay?
Just got it now.
Okay.
Okay. My phone is kind of slow, so just can you bear with me a little bit?
Of course. I am here no matter what, okay? So that's what I'm here for, is to help in any way that I can. So if it gives you any problems or anything, and I know sometimes, like at least with my phone, if it's going slow, it won't open the link. So if it does that, I can always resend it. So just let me know, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course.
I'm going to do it now.
Of course.
So I do adopt and sign?
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
And then after you do that, when you click on each box to sign it, it should automatically put your signature in. And then you'll need to do adopt and initial when it asks for the initials. But then it's kind of the same thing. Once you do signature once and initial once, okay, then you won't do it again. What?
Okay, I have it now. I have it now. I have it together because it didn't do the initial first, but now it did it. Okay, I have
it. Okay, let's see if I receive it on my end. Okay, do you see a finish button? Oh, I see you did. Okay, bear with me. Let me take a look, make sure that I see it on my end. Okay, I do see it here. So please keep a lookout for a phone call from the law firm. If they, like I said, if you don't hear from them within 24 to 48 hours, please reach out to them. I'm also going to text you with my personal callback number. So if you don't hear from them after 48 hours, so let's see, that would be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If you don't hear from them after Thursday, feel free to call or text me and I will connect you to them right away, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Not
okay.
That's fine. Any questions?
You what?
I said that's if I have any questions or concerns, I just reach out.
Exactly. And then if for any reason they can't get a hold of you, I'll call you from my number, okay? And then that way I can transfer you to them. But they should reach out within the next couple of days, okay?
So if I don't have any questions or concerns, I'm fine?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
All right.
I might have a few questions, but I'll follow up later on. Okay.
Of course. If you have any questions, that's okay. I can answer them right now. And if I don't know the answer to something, I will find someone who does. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I'm just saying later on, because it was just like the same with the debt broker. I didn't have any questions at the time, but they came about later on, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. Well, hey, I'll be here. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to reach out, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. And I wish you the best of luck with everything. I'm sorry for what you've gone through, but let's get your voice heard, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you're welcome.
You. I really do.
Of course.
Do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your time. You
have a
blessed
day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.